All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
So I want to ask you, I mean, on what bothered you about the government slides so much? How would you describe them?
I think when I first saw them, I thought it was some kind of a joke because there was summarizing all of the PowerPoint cliches, and immediately you can see that it's some kind of corporate mistakes about presentations. Such as enormous logos, illegible fonts, cheesy charts, and stuff like that.
Cheesy charts. Did it bother your aesthetics?
People, when they're using PowerPoint, they're not always very focused on what they want to say, and they just try to fill in the blanks on the preconceived shapes. And you don't think like Microsoft, you think for yourself. And I think it's too bad that sometimes people can have this distance with the slides they're creating.
So I've been looking at your makeover of the slides. They certainly are more legible. What did you do?
I start by removing stuff. You know, I really think that each element on the slide must struggle for its life and struggle for its presence on the slide. And if it's useless, then let's get rid of this.
So less is more.
Yeah, I think. But that sentence can sometimes think a bit cliche, and it has been overused by people who are not so good at design. So,
oh, touche. All right. So why don't you think that the government employs cool designers? I mean, they obviously have the money.
Maybe sometimes it's like researchers, and people are afraid if they have well-designed stuff. They are afraid to be taken as not serious people, you understand?
Mm.
They have to make things overly complicated, like doctors, for example, and they have a special language when they talk, and it's the same for corporate executives, and they want this to be there in their slides too. And if you see like business consulting slides, it's always overly complicated, and they're not too much in design.
So I want to ask about your personal motivation. Did you do this just as a fun project, or was it a way of sort of getting your brand out there and getting some more work, maybe even from the government?
No. I'm afraid as I'm not an American citizen, I will never work for the NSA. But the first thing was clearly the fun, because I was laughing at the way those slides were designed with friends of mine. And first I thought about the fun, and then I said, let's do it for real, just not on my computer for 5 minutes, but let's do a real presentation and push it on my SlideShare account. And now I'm happy that I have some media coverage.
Is it turning into more work for you?
And this is absolutely turning into more work for me. And I want to apologize for all the people I cannot answer right now, because I received, honestly, I received maybe 150 leads for work, for freelance work.
Wow, so the NSA has turned into a job creator in some ways.
not really a job creator, but a contract creator, yeah.
Well, they have the contractors, that's right. They always get the work, don't they? Emilan Dicobert, thank you so much.
Thank you.